Yeah, I can imagine. I'm pretty lucky there. Like I said, my knees are okay. So my back, on the other hand, it can take me out. It really can. It's getting progressively worse. I don't know if at some point I'm going to have to go seek help on it, but it was bad for long enough last time that I'm thinking, yeah, I can't do that. When it was, you know, when it would go bad on me and it would take me out for an hour or two, you know, but, you know, it would pass and then it wouldn't happen again for, you know, months. You know, that you could probably debate, you know, whether you're going to do anything about it. But last time it took me out for almost 2 weeks. And, you know, just when I thought I was getting better, then it would just, bam, you know, hit me again. So I don't know. I'm probably going to have to deal with that at some point coming up. Other than that, I got a carpal tunnel surgery coming up. And that's going to really help my my right wrist and fingers and hands are terrible. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. Got that coming up on the 12th. I understand that's pretty easy. Outpatient, you're back to 90% normal as soon as you walk out of the place. So I got high hopes for that. But again, having said all that, until I'm in pretty good shape, if I watch, you know, what I eat and keep my sugar in check. So I ain't complaining.
Yeah, me neither. I still get around and can do most everything I want. I just don't want it to. I think that knee's starting to screw up my hip the way I'm walking because I compensate for it sometimes, and now I'm starting to get occasional light pain in my hip. I'm like, yeah, I think that's because of the way I'm walking, because of his knee. I think I need to go get it fixed finally.